读一段圣经。
Let us read a passage in the Bible.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
Let us read 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章，我们第一节到第三节。
Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 to 3.
保罗、希拉、提摩太写信给帖撒罗尼迦在父神和主耶稣基督里的教会，愿恩惠平安归于你们。我们为你们众人常常感谢神，祷告的时候提到你们，在神我们的父面前不住地纪念你们因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。
Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith, labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of our God and Father.
我们再读第九节到第十节。
Let's read verses 9 to 10.
因为他们自己已经报名我们是怎样进到你们那里，你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神，等候他儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活的那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
For they themselves declare concerning us what manner of entry we had to you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God.And to wait for a son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus who delivers us from the wrath to come.
我们先读这个这几节圣经。
Let us just read these passages here.
帖撒罗尼迦前书是一本很有意义的书。
Thessalonians is a book full of meaning.
保罗有写了十三封书信。
And Paul had written 13 epistles.
他写给七个教会，三个个人。
And he has written 7 to the churches and 3 personal ones.
帖撒罗尼迦书是在保罗最早的时候写的。
The first Thessalonians is one of the first letters that Paul has written.
其他的书信都在他的后头。
And the other epistles were written after this one.
但是在圣经里头这个安排的次序呢，却是看见把帖撒罗尼迦书信放在最后。
But how the Bible is organized is that Thessalonians is placed near the end.
我想这个就是神借着圣灵所安排的这个次序。
I believe that this is the order that God has organized through the Holy Spirit.
因为它是根据这个书信的内容来安排的。
And that it was organized according to the content of the letters.
在罗马书是第一封放在圣经里头第一封的保罗的书信。
And so Romans was placed as one of the first epistles of Paul.
这个罗马书是讲到神的福音。
And Romans tells us of God's gospel.
然后接下来就有哥林多的书信。
And after that we see the Corinthians.
这哥林多书信就讲到神的教会。
And Corinthians tell us of God's church.
所以有了神的福音，很自然就要谈到神的教会。
So naturally, with God's gospel, there is God's church.
然后到加拉太书呢
？And when we reach Galatians,
加拉太书是讲到有一个错误的另外一个福音。
And the Galatians tells us of a wrong another gospel.
有正确的福音，有神的福音，这仇敌必然要做工，他要做说另外一个福音。
There's a true gospel, but the enemy was working to spread another gospel.
所以加拉太书就说到这样另一个福音不是真的福音。
So the Galatians, this another gospel is not the true gospel.
然后接下来以弗所书。
And after that, Ephesians.
是讲到基督的身体。
It tells us of Christ's body.
教会是神的奥秘。
The church is God's mystery.
教会就是基督的身体。
And the church is Christ's body.
所以保罗不但说到有神的教会。
And so Paul does not only speak of God's church.
他更说到教会是基督的身体。
He tells us that the church is Christ's body.
以弗所书是一封很高的书。
Ephesians is a very high letter.
讲到神永远的旨意。
It tells us of the eternal purpose of God.
他要在永世里头为他的儿子预备一个身体，可以跟他相匹配。
And in his eternal purpose, God has prepared a body for his son that they may be compatible with one.
然后我们看到在腓立比书下来讲到基督徒的生命的经历。
And when we see Philippians, we see the experience of Christians.
以弗所书是一个封很高的书。
Ephesians is a very high and lofty letter.
但是腓立比书呢是一封很深的书。
But Philippians is a very deep book.
保罗在这封书信里头讲到他这个个人的一些经历。
Philippians tells us of Paul's personal experience.
这经历就是从他生命里头出来的。
And that experience is from his life.
然后到哥罗西书。
And then Colossians.
讲到元首的丰满。
It tells us of the original fullness.
就是这个基督是教会的元首。
And that Christ is the firstborn.
所以他是神的一切的丰满。都在有形有体的居住在耶稣基督里头。
And all God's fullness dwells in Christ bodily.
最后写给这教会，最后排的就是帖撒罗尼迦。
And finally, we have Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦书信讲到主的再来。
And Thessalonians tells us of the Lord's return.
你有了神的福音。
If you have God's gospel.
有了神的教会。
God's church.
也讲到基督的身体
and Christ's body,
也讲到元首的丰满
and the fullness of the Godhead,
好像这个还没有完
as if this has not been finished.
所以保罗在这封书信里头提到主的再来
as if Paul in this letter mentions the Lord's return.
因为这主的再来就是救恩的一个顶峰
because the Lord's return is the climax of our salvation.
如果没有主的再来
without Christ coming,
好像救恩就不够完全了
then our salvation would not be complete.
因为救恩不单单是救我们脱离罪脱离死亡
because salvation does not just include us being saved from sin and death.
救恩也是借着主的再来把我们带到荣耀里头
but salvation is through Christ's return that we are brought into glory.
所以帖撒罗尼迦书信是一封是很重要的书信
So the letter of Thessalonians is a very important epistle.
我们今天看到的帖撒罗尼迦前书
So we see in 1 Thessalonians
有五章
There are five chapters.
每一章都提到主的再来
And each chapter mentions the Lord's return.
在第一章的第十节
In the first chapter in verse 10
就是说等候他儿子从天降临
And it says, and to wait for his son from heaven.
这是讲到主的再来和救恩
It tells us of the Lord's return and his salvation.
那我们翻到第二章的第十九节
And when we look at chapter 2, verse 19,
保罗说我们的盼望和喜乐并所夸的冠冕是什么呢岂不是我们主耶稣来的时候你们在他面前站立得住吗
It says, for what is our hope or joy or crown or rejoicing? Is it not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming?
这一章第二章也讲到主的再来
And the second chapter tells us of the Lord's return as well
在第二章里头他讲到主再来和我们侍奉的关系
And in the second chapter it tells us of the Lord's return and its relationship to our service
第三章
In chapter 3
第十三节
Verse 13
他说好使你们当我们主耶稣同他众圣徒来的时候在我们父神面前心里坚固成为圣洁无可责备
so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints
我们在这一章里头可以看到主的再来跟教会生活的关系
and we see here the connection between the Lord's return and the life of his church
我们看到第四章
in chapter 4
第十六节
verse 16
也讲到主的再来
it tells us of the Lord's return
这里说因为主必亲自从天降临
And it says here that with the trumpet of God, the dead in Christ will arise.
主要亲自的降临。
The Lord himself will descend from heaven.
这章讲到圣徒的复活。
And here it tells us of the saints' resurrection.
还有被提。
And also
rapture.
The rapture.
所以就讲到主的再来和复活被提的事情。
And so it tells us of the Lord's return and also the connection to our resurrection and rapture.
到最后一章二十三节。
In the last chapter, verse 23.
他也讲，愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指摘。
Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这里我们看到主耶稣的再来和我们成圣的关系。
And so here it tells us of the Lord's return and the connection to our sanctification.
所以我们看到这虽然只有五章。
So we see it in these five chapters.
这五章里头都提到主的再来。
And in each chapter it mentions the Lord's return.
可见的在神的话语里头，主的再来是一个很重要的一个内容。
So we can see that the Lord's return is a very important content in His word.
我们就今天来看一看主的再来和救恩的问题。
So we want to look at the Lord's return and the matter of salvation.
这救恩就是神一个很大的工作。
And the salvation is a very great work of God.
不是说单单叫我们重生，叫我们不至于灭亡。
It's not only that we would not perish, and also that we would gain new life.
这个救恩在神的心中是一个全备的救恩。
But this salvation is a very full salvation.
这个主耶稣所成功的救赎。
It is the finished work of the Lord's redemption.
从他降生。
From him becoming a man.
他在地上有三十三年。
And his life on earth for 33 years.
他复活，被钉十字架。
And when he was crucified on the cross.
复活。
Resurrection.
和他向门徒显现。
And his appearance to the disciples.
后来升天。
And his ascension.
他还应许说，他还要再来。
And yet he is still yet to return.
所以救恩是包括一个很全面的。
So we see salvation is all-encompassing.
不但是要救我们的灵。
It's not only to save our souls.
要救我们的魂。
To save our souls.
还要救我们的身体。
But it's also save our body.
所以这个是一个很全备的救恩。
So this is an all-encompassing salvation.
所以在保罗写这封书信的时候，第一节一开始就讲到这救恩的开始。
So when we see Paul's letter, it tells us of the beginning of salvation.
保罗在第一章第一节说，保罗、希拉、提摩太写信给帖撒罗尼迦在父神和主耶稣基督里的教会。
For it says in the first verse, Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy to the church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
这地方我们特别要注意的就是这个教会保罗所提到的是在父神和主耶稣基督里的。
We need to especially pay attention to the fact that the church of the Thessalonians is in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是帖撒罗尼迦书信的一个很特别的独有的提法。
And this is a very special point of the Thessalonians.
其他六个教会保罗写的书信里头都没有这么提过。
In the other six letters, Paul has not written in such a way about the churches.
他特别保罗这里特别提到在父神里的教会。
But Paul here it says especially that this is the church of Thessalonians in God the Father.
因为当保罗要讲到这个在主的再来。
Because when Paul is mentioning the Lord's return.
要讲到救恩的完成。
And tells us of the finished work of salvation.
他必定要把我们带回到这救恩的源头。
He must bring us to the origins of our salvation.
这救恩的源头就是父神。
And the origins of our salvation come from the Father.
所以救恩不单单是圣子耶稣基督的工作。
And so salvation is not solely the work of our Lord Jesus Christ.
救恩乃是三一神的一个整个的工作。
But it is the triune God's work.
我们知道三一的神有三个位格。
We know that the triune God has three personalities.
有父，有子，有圣灵。
There's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
那他们对这个救恩都是一起来工作的。
And for the salvation, they work together.
父是来制定这个救恩的计划。
And the Father is the one who had had planned the salvation.
他是救恩的开始。
He is the beginning of salvation.
然后这个子就来 自行来完成这救恩。
And then the Son carries out this plan of salvation.
然后到圣灵。
And when it comes to Holy Spirit,
就把这位子所做成的救恩做在每一个愿意信的人的身上。
The Holy Spirit works into each believer the finished work of salvation done by Christ.
所以我们看见救恩有这个一个源头。
So we see that salvation has an origin.
就是一个父。
And it's the Father.
那我们看见救恩有一个完成的。
And we also see that salvation has its finished work.
这就是他神的儿子耶稣基督。
And it's through the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
那我们怎么能得到这个救恩呢？
So how can we receive the salvation?
是圣灵把这救恩做在我们的身上。
And it is because of the Holy Spirit that works the salvation in us.
所以当我们听到救恩的时候，
So when we hear salvation,
圣灵感动我们，
The Holy Spirit moves in us.
叫我们为了我们自己的罪能悔改。
That we may repent of our own sins.
圣灵帮助我们，叫我们能够有一个信心来相信耶稣基督。
And the Holy Spirit works in us that we may have the faith to believe in Christ Jesus.
他把这圣灵就把这救恩做成在我们的身上。
And so the Holy Spirit works this salvation and completes it in us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一定要看到救恩不是单单是耶稣基督的工作。
We must see, then, brothers and sisters, that Salvation is not solely the work of Christ.
我们也看到这父就是救恩的开始。
We need to see that the Father is the beginning of our salvation.
我们要宝贵我们跟父神的关系。
We need to treasure our relationship with the Father.
所以主耶稣所成功的救恩。
So the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是把我们带回到这父里头。
It is to bring us and reconcile us to the Father.
叫我们与父和好。
That we and the Father be reconciled.
在圣经里头多次提到父神怎么爱我们。
And in the Bible, it tells us so many times of how much the Father loves us.
他在创世以前就在基督里头拣选了我们。
That before the foundation of the world, in Christ, he has chosen us.
也是在圣灵里头他重生了我们。
And that is through the Spirit that he has caused us to be born again.
叫我们能够成为父神的儿女。
That we can be the Father's sons and daughters.
我们也看见在一生中间我们的父亲怎么样保守我们来看顾我们。
And we can see throughout our life how our Father keeps us and protects us.
为了叫我们将来能够承受他的产业。
In order that we may one day receive his inheritance.
而且有一天他还接我们进到荣耀里头去。
And that one day he will receive us into glory.
我们看见父是何等的爱我们。
We can see how much the Father loves us.
约翰，使徒约翰，他非常领会父的爱。
And the Apostle John really understands the Father's love.
虽然他是非常爱耶稣基督的。
Even though he really loves the Christ Jesus.
而且他也是主所最爱的一个门徒。
And he was the most beloved apostle of Christ.
但是他对父的爱真是领会得很深。
Yet he could understand the depth of the Father's love.
在约翰一书里头提到。
In 1 John it tells us.
他说你看父赐给我们何等的慈爱。
It tells us, behold what manner of love the Father has given us.
使我们得称为神的儿女。
That we may be called the sons of God.
他何等的慈爱。
He is so loving.
他这个慈的爱。很难用言语来描写。
And his love is so difficult to describe with just words.
他说真能用一个何等的慈爱来形容。
And so he says, expresses it as, behold, what manner of love.
我们就看到这约翰实在是领会到父的爱。
So we can see that John is someone who truly understands the Father's love.
所以这个救恩是一个开始。
So salvation, there is a beginning.
所以保罗在这封书信一开始就讲到这个教会是在父神里的。
So that in this letter, Paul mentions that the church of Thessalonians is in God the Father.
也是在耶稣基督里的。
And in the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是何等的一个宝贵的真理。
This is such a precious truth.
我们要真是能够对这父的爱、父的认识要更加加深。
We need to have a deeper knowledge of our Father and His love.
那我们看到救恩不但有个开始，它还是有继续的。
We can see that salvation not only has its beginning, but it also has its continuance.
我们得救以后，并不是停止在那么个得救的地步。
When we are saved, we do not just stop at where we are saved.
我们还要继续地往前的。
But we continue to move forward.
神并没有让我们在得救以后马上就回到天上到天堂去了。
So God, not just after we've been saved, that He's returned back to the heavens.
他也留我们在地上，叫我们过着一个跟救恩相配的一个生活。
But He wants us to remain on earth and live a life that's worthy of our salvation.
所以救恩是继续的在我们的生活中间来表现出来的。
So the salvation is a continual manifestation in our life.
如果神只有这保罗只有给我们一些教训。
So when Paul gives us some teachings,
我们只有接收到一些教训。
And we receive some of these teachings.
但是我们没有生活。
But we have not lived it out.
那么这些教训就是一个 空洞的教训。
So then these teachings are so empty.
所以保罗在第一章第三节就说到，在我们的生活中间有三个很重要的因素。
And so in verse 3, Paul mentions that in our life there are some three important things.
在第三节保罗说到，
And in verse 3 it says,
说到基督徒生活中间有个三个很重要的事情。
That in the Christian life, there are three important things.
他说因一个是因信心所做的功夫。
It mentions our work of faith.
第二个就是爱心所受的劳苦。
And the labor of love.
第三个就是盼望所存的忍耐。
And patience of hope.
你看这地方有三样东西。
And we can see that there are three things here.
一个是信。
One is faith.
一个是爱。
One is love,
一个是盼望
and one is hope.
信望爱
faith, love, hope.
这都是我们生活中间三个很重要的要素
These are some three important qualities that we need to have in our life.
第一个是我们看到信心
First we see faith.
信心是我们最生活中间最最这个基本的
And faith is a very basic thing in our life.
希伯来书说人非有信就不能得神的喜悦
In Hebrews, it tells us, now without faith, it is impossible to please God.
他说到神面前来的人必须信有神。
And he that comes to God must believe that he is.
就是你来到神面前必须有信心。
And so that means when you come before God, you must have faith.
信什么呢?
What do you believe in?
信神是自有拥有的。
You believe that God is...
Eternity.
God is eternal.
他是而且神呢要相信神要赏赐一切来到他面前的人
and to recognize that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him
所以我们来到神的面前我们必须有信心
and so when we come before God we must have faith
我们也看见信心因信称义
and so we see that
justification
we are justified by faith
我们是因着信因信被神称为义。
It is by faith that we are justified by God and declared righteous.
为什么能这样呢
？So how can it be this way?
因为我们信耶稣就是基督，就是神的儿子。
Because we believe that Jesus Christ is God's son.
我们不是信耶稣是一个伟大的人物而已。
We are not just believing that Jesus was some great man.
我们就是像彼得所信的。你是基督，你是永生神的儿子。
And we believe what Peter declares that you are Christ, the Son of the Living God.
如果你不这样信的话
，If you do not believe in such a way,
你就不是神的儿女。
Then you are not the child of God.
你只是信耶稣很好。
If you just believe that Jesus is some good man.
耶稣能够治好的病。
Or that Jesus can heal my illness.
耶稣能帮助我，帮助我那个。
Or that Jesus can help me this or that.
你单单这样的信还是不够的。
Having just this much of your faith, it's not enough.
这个信不能使你称义。
Because this kind of faith does not justify you.
不能叫神说你就是一个义人了。
And this does not allow God to declare you as righteous.
你必须信耶稣就是基督。
You must believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
他就是我们的救主。
He is our Savior.
这样的话，我们就成为神的儿女。
In this way, we can be the children of God.
这是我们开始得救的时候。的信心
This is the beginning point of our salvation.
但是信心还是要增长的
But this faith must grow.
因为信心是活的
Because faith is living.
活的东西一定要增长的
And something that is living must grow.
所以罗马书就说到我们是从信到信
And so in Romans it says we will live from faith to faith.
我们开始的时候有信
And in the beginning, we have faith.
我们还继续信。
We continue to believe.
我们一直信到最后。
And we believe until the very end.
那这个信心是要不断的成长，不断的完全的。
So this faith must continue to grow and must continue to be complete.
那信心怎么能够完全呢？
So how can faith be complete?
圣经告诉我们说，要因着行为，信心才得以完全。
And so the Bible tells us that faith can only be complete with work.
有时候我们会把行为跟信心决然的分开。
A lot of times we will separate faith and works.
我们说神是看我们的信心，他不看我们的行为。
And we say that God only looks at our faith but not at our works.
有些人说神是看我们的行为，他不看你的信心。
And so some people think, well, God just looks at our works and not our faith.
这个是把信心跟行为完全的分开。
Here you have completely separated faith and works.
这个是不对的。
This is not correct.
其实信心跟行为是很好的，可以结合在一起的。
And it's only when faith and works are united together.
信心要因着行为才能够得到完全。
And faith through works can be complete.
因为我们所说的这个行为不是我们人天然的行为。
Because when we speak of these works, it is not man's natural works.
这个我们所说的行为就是靠着十字架耶稣所完成的义坐在我们的身上。
Because these works are through, by relying on the cross of Christ, that this work is worked through us.
因为这个行为是因着信耶稣基督而有出来的生命里头的行为。
Because these works are only by believing in Jesus Christ that these works will become expressed through our lives.
所以到这个雅各书就告诉我们。
So we see in the song of
James.
In James.
他说信心没有行为，就好像身体没有灵魂一样。
And says faith without works is like a body without a spirit.
所以这个是，如果身体没有灵魂，那么这个身体就死的了。
Because if a body does not have a soul, then it cannot live.
那信心没有行为呢？这信心也是个死的。
And so faith without works is also dead.
信心没有行为，就是真当是口头上的信心。
And faith without works is just a faith that is purely based on lip service.
所以怎么证明你能在你已经是信的
？So how can you show that you really believe.
你在基督里有信心的。
And that you have faith in Christ.
那是借着行为来表明。
It is through the expression of your works.
在旧约里头，这个亚伯拉罕把以撒献上，这就是他信心的行为。
And so just like Abraham, and you can see his works, it is the works of faith.
那亚伯拉罕很有信心。
And you can see that Abraham was full of faith.
他对神很相信。
And he truly believed in God.
相信神是使无变为有。
And he believed that God can provide.
也是使从从使这死复活的。
And that God can resurrect the dead.
他很相信神有这样的。
And he truly believed that God was able to do this.
他也很爱神。
And he really loved God.
知道这一切都是神给他的。
And he understood that everything that he owned belonged.
当有一天。神要他把他最爱的儿子以撒献上的时候
And so one day when God required Abraham to offer up his son Isaac
他就没有什么犹豫的按照神的命令来做了
And he had no words but he obeyed God's commandments
他有信心
And he had this faith
他也有行为
And he had these works
这个行为就是把以撒献上
And the works was that he offered up his son Isaac to God
所以这个是个信心的行为
So this is the works that are by faith
我们看见这个信心跟行为是不能分开的。
So we can see that works and faith cannot be separated.
因为我们看到这世界上有很多人也有好的行为。
And so we see it in the world. There are many people with good works.
但是他们也不相信神。
But yet they do not believe in God.
他们觉得我自己很好。
And they feel I'm already quite good.
他是靠天然的行为。
And they through their natural works.
这些行为在神面前都不算数的。
And these works before God do not count for anything.
神所宝贵我们的，就是因为说我们信他而愿意把自己摆上这样的行为。
Because God treasures us for the fact that we have faith in Him and as a result express this through our works.
所以弟兄姊妹我们要想一想。
So brothers and sisters, we must think.
我们是不是有这些信心的行为呢?
Do we have the work of faith?
是在我们的生活当中有没有这些从信心里头出来的行为呢?
In our life, do we have works that proceed from our faith?
我们是不是能够因着相信神是我们的神相信耶稣是我们的救主而有着这些行为呢
And do we have these works through believing that God is our Father and that the Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior?
所以在生活当中我们的确会遇到有一些事情
And so in our life we will encounter many things
叫我们是不是可以从信心里头出来的行为
And it will challenge us to see if there are any works that come from our faith
有些人说在今天的社会中间如果你要想做生意的话做买卖的话你就不能够太诚实
And so some people say that if you are doing business in this world then you cannot be very honest
如果你太诚实了有好多生意你都做不成了
If you are too honest there are many business works that you cannot do
但是神的意思并不是这样
But God's meaning is not so
我们看见有很多基督徒他们做事业很成功但是呢他们也很诚实
For we see that a lot of believers they are very successful in their career yet they are very honest
因为你很诚实你照样可以做生意的
Because if you're honest you can still do your business
我们也知道如果你要买一个旧的汽车啊，你就很难买的
And we know that when you want to buy a used car, it's a very difficult.
因为你就是看到报纸一个广告，说有个旧汽车要卖，你看着价格很便宜，但是你多半是不敢去买。
Because when you look in the newspaper, you only see the ad of the car and its price, so you don't feel very secure in purchasing it.
因为你不知道它里头。有什么问题的
Because you don't know what problems lie in the car.
你只是看到它什么年出厂的
You just see its manufacturing date.
哦，你看它开了有多少的 mileage.
Or you see how much mileage.
哦，觉得哎，这个车很好，我应该买。
Or that this is a really good car, so then I will buy it.
但是人就会劝你说，你慢慢的，你再好好想一想，再仔细看一看，是不是可以买。
But other people will say, well, I think you should be very careful about this before you buy it.
我就知道有个基督徒，他把自己的旧车卖出去的时候，他标了一个价格。
And so there's a Christian who sold his used car.
他就放一个价格在他车上面。
And he put the price on his car.
所以有人就来了。
So there was a person who came.
那么他的儿子就在边上看。
And so his son was watching him.
看他父亲怎么卖这个车。
To see how his father would sell this car.
那么这个父亲就跟那个要买的人说
And so the father spoke to the prospective buyer
他说我这旧车有哪个问题
And said, oh, my used car has such and such a problem
有这个问题有那个问题有这个问题
Has this problem, this problem, this problem
他把所有的问题都告诉要买的人
He told every problem of the car to the person who
他说你要买回去以后那你要修理
He said, if you buy this car, then you would have to maintain it
这价格就是这么样
But this is the price of the car.
他儿子在边上一听的话，那爸爸你怎么这样说话呢
？And so the son hearing this was say, Dad, how could you sell it like this?
你这样说的话，谁还买你的车
？Well, if you tell him all this, who's going to buy your car?
因为他一般听到都是这个旧车怎么好，我开了多少年都没有坏过。
Because often people would say, Well, this is such a good car; it has hardly broke down.
这爸爸跟他说，我们就是要诚实的来说话。
But the father says we must speak the truth.
哎，这个买的人一听这个父亲这么说的话，这个卖的人这么说的话，他觉得哎呀，这个很放心，他就把这个车给买下来了。
And so when the person who was about to buy the car heard the father's words, he very quickly bought the car.
哎，所以我们看到，我们一个能够有信心，啊，我们出来的行为是神所喜悦的。
Because by faith.Our works will please God.
我们看到这个是信心的行为。
Let's take a look. We finished looking at work of faith.
我们这第二样要看到因爱心所受的劳苦。
In the same way, let's look at the labor of love.
这个爱心的劳苦。
Labor of love.
他没有讲到爱心的温暖。
It doesn't tell us of the warmth of our love.
没有讲到爱心的可爱。
Or the adorability of love.
它讲到爱心的劳苦。
It talks about the labor of love.
因为爱就是给出的。
Because love is giving out.
给出一定是有劳苦的。
And to give out includes labor.
我们看到主耶稣爱罪人。
We can see that the Lord Jesus Christ loved sinners.
这个爱叫他一生在地上这么多年都是很劳苦的。
And so this love is his labor through all these years on earth.
爱是看不见的。
You cannot see love.
只有借着劳苦才能够显出来。
It is only through labor that you can see it.
你说你很爱某某人。
You can say, oh, I really love so-and-so.
或者母亲很爱她的儿子。
Or that the mother really loves her son.
但是这个母亲一点也不劳苦。
But then this mother does not even labor.
我看这个爱就不是很真实的爱。
I believe that this is not a very true love.
因为只有借着爱，借着劳苦，才能把这爱显明出来。
Because it's only through love and labor that it can be expressed.
因为真的你有爱的时候，你就愿意劳苦，愿意来服侍众人。
Because when you have love, you're willing to labor and to serve everyone.
当你有这样的爱的服侍的时候。
And certainly when you have this labor of love,
你就不会计较你所服侍的工作是高的还是低的。
You will not care whether this is a very important service or not.
或者不会计较你所服侍的是人看得见的或者人看不见的。
Or whether it's a service that can be seen by men or not.
所以你这样的有爱的里头从爱出来服侍呢你就会很甘心你就会没有埋怨。
Because if you have this labor of love, then you are very willing and you will not complain.
否则的话,
Otherwise,
一面服侍, 一面在发怨言,
then you will be serving and complaining at the same time.
外面是在做了,
you do it on the outside.
里面还是不太愿意,
but inside you are not too willing.
为什么我要做这些?
Why do I have to do this?
为什么他这么个舒服, 他坐那个地方什么也没有做?
Why is it he's so comfortable sitting there and not doing anything?
如果你没有这个服侍中间没有爱的话你就很难在你心里头有一个喜乐
If in your service you do not have this love then it's very difficult for you to have joy
所以弟兄姊妹我们在服侍中间我们不要忘记我们是因着爱主我们所以这样的来服侍的
Brothers and sisters let us not forget that we love the Lord and that's why we serve him
人注意我好也好人不注意我也好我是为了主而做的
Whether people notice it or notI do it for the Lord.
不管这工作是人觉得是很高的或者人觉得很低的我都愿意甘心去做。
Whether people think that this is a very important work or not, I will still willingly do it.
我们看到爱心的劳苦啊特别是在母亲对待婴孩上面更是能够看得很清楚。
And we can see especially clear that the labor of love is shown forth when between a mother and her infant.
我的女儿在没有结婚以前呢、啊，比如说早晨睡到八点九点，她还不肯起来。
And so, my daughter, who before she was had children, she would sleep till 8 or 9 without waking up.
啊，她就觉得什么事情都不需要做呗。
And she felt that she can never finish anything.
等到她结婚以后有了 baby 了。
So after she had her baby.
晚上睡不好。
So she can't sleep.
小孩在闹。
And the children would be noisy.
小孩没有天还没有怎么亮了小孩一闹的话他就要起来了。
And so before the sun even rose, because the children made noises, she would have to wake up.
他就不能够睡到九点了。
She cannot sleep until 9 a.m.
那么应该是非常愁苦了。
So this is very difficult.
但是我看着他并没有他还是很喜乐。
But yet, we saw that she was still very joyful.
她就是早早起来来预备孩子所需要的东西。
And so she would wake up very early to prepare for her child's.
跟她没有结婚以前呢，就完全不一样的。
She's so different from how she was before she was married.
为什么呢？
Now why is that?
她爱她的孩子。
Because she loves her child.
爱心的劳苦。
And this is the labor of love.
这个就叫她里面就没有什么埋怨。
And so this caused her to have no murmurings.
所以我们的服侍主也是这样的。
So when we serve the Lord, it is the same.
我们是出于责任，人安排我做这个，我就来做了。
And so because someone has planned for us to serve this way, then I do it.
或者我做的话，看人有没有来称赞我。
Or if I do it and then wait to see if anyone will come to praise me.
或者我们是为了主而做呢？
Or do I do this for the Lord?
我是为了爱主而做。
I do this because I love my Lord.
为了爱弟兄姊妹，爱教会，我来服侍。
Because I love my brothers and sisters and I love the church, therefore I serve.
这是完全不一样的。
This is entirely different.
但是主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让他的爱多多的充满在我们里面。
That his love would fill us even more so.
让我们一直从爱里头这个劳苦来服侍主。
That it is through the labor of love that we serve our Lord.
那我们第三样看到保罗还提到盼望的忍耐。
And the third thing, Paul mentions the patience of hope.
保罗说他们在大患难中间还有圣灵所赐的喜乐。
And we see here that Paul says that in the midst of trials that we still have the joy of the Holy Spirit.
为什么呢？
Now why is that?
因为他们有盼望。
Because they have hope.
他们盼望主再来。
And they have hope that the Lord will return.
如果没有盼望的话，
Without hope.
人很难在患难中间还有喜乐。
It's very difficult for people to have joy in the midst of tribulation.
但是因为他们有这样的盼望。
But because they have such a hope.
所以他们就在盼望中，在患难中间仍然有圣灵所赐的喜乐。
That they are able to experience this joy that is given to them by the Holy Spirit.
当在教会刚开始的时候就受到很大的逼迫了。
And so at that time, the church was experiencing great persecution.
差不多是这个二三百年当中，在第二、第三世纪，教会都是遇到很大的逼迫。
And so for 200 to 300 years, the church has been experiencing great persecution.
当他们弟兄姊妹在见面的时候，常常说的一句话就是这个主必快来。
And so when brothers and sisters met one another, they will always say, Maranatha.
就是当在患难中间弟兄姊妹见面的时候，他们能说什么话呢？
And so when these brothers and sisters met one another, what words did they say?
他们说主必快来。
They said the Lord will come soon.
在患难中间最给我们有力量的就是主要快来的。
And so in the midst of our trials, the thing that gives us most strength is that when we think upon the Lord's return.
我们今天也是这样。
And today it's the same thing.
当我们在患难中间，在难处当中，
When we're in difficulties and trials,
什么给我们有盼望，给我们有喜乐呢？
What gives us hope and joy?
就是主要再来。
It is the Lord's return.
主必快来。
The Lord is coming quickly.
所以我们要因着这样盼望，我们就能够忍耐了。
So it's through this hope that we are able to endure.
所以我们看到保罗讲到我们在生活中间这三个重要的方面。
And so Paul, he shows us the three important aspects of our life.
不是单单叫我们听了以后就过去了。
It's not that once we've heard it that it just passes away.
我们要常常问我们有没有信心的行为。
But we need to ask ourselves, do we have the work of faith?
我们有没有爱心的劳苦。
Do we have the labor of love?
我们有没有盼望的忍耐。
Do we have the patience of hope?
就是愿意这个信望爱这三方面常常在我们的生活中间能够表现出来。
That these three things, faith, love, and hope can be expressed through our lives.
我们看到救恩有开始。
We can see salvation has its beginning.
我们还有看到救恩的继续。
We can see the continuance of the salvation.
我们看到救恩还有完全的。
And we can see that there is this completion of the salvation.
就等候主的再来。
And it is to wait upon the return of our Lord.
怎么等候？怎么样等候呢？
So how can we wait?
保罗在第一章的第九节、第十节讲到怎么等候主再来。
Paul tells us how we ought to wait in verses 9 and 10.
一个就是离弃偶像。
First of all, we must leave idols.
这个偶像我们知道，有的是看得见的偶像，有一些是无形的偶像。
And so we know that idols are, some are seen and some are unseen.
我们等候主再来，就是把偶像放在一边。
And so when we wait upon the Lord's coming, we must turn away from these idols.
任何代替主的东西都是叫做偶像。
Whatever takes the place of our Lord is an idol.
所以我们要把主放在我们的前面。
So we must place our Lord Jesus at the forefront.
就像刚才唱的诗歌说，我们要注目仰望我们的主耶稣。
For it says in the hymn that we just sung, we need to turn our eyes upon Jesus.
第二点，保罗也说到，要服侍那又真又活的神。
Second thing that Paul mentions is that we need to serve the living and true God.
这跟刚才说的一样。
Just like what we just said.
救恩不是叫我们做的。
Salvation is not just telling us to do.
坐的，坐在那个地方不动，等主回来。
And just sit there and just wait for the return of the Lord.
而是我们要服侍。
But we need to serve the Lord.
在服侍中间来等候主回来。
And that in our service we are waiting for the return of our Lord.
在等候主回来中间，我们来服侍。
And we know that the return of the Lord we are serving.
服侍神真是很有好处。
And to serve the living and true God is so marvelous.
如果你服侍偶像，
For if you serve idols,
这偶像是比人还低的。
And these idols are even lower than men.
这个偶像是假的。
And these idols are false.
你越服侍偶像的话，你这个人越来是越低。
The more you serve idols, the more lower you will get.
这个你越服侍偶像啊，你这个人越来越假。
And the more you serve idols, the more false you become.
但是神不一样。
But God is different.
神比人高。
God is higher than men.
他是至高的神。
He is the highest of all gods.
所以你服侍神的话。
And so if you are to serve him.
越来你越像主，你越来越高。
And so the more you believe in the Lord Jesus, the higher you become.
我们都愿意说我们像耶稣。
And so, in the same way, we believe in the Lord Jesus.
那你怎么像耶稣呢？
And so, how do you believe in the Lord Jesus?
不是你想一想我就像耶稣了。
It's not just that you think about it and you believe in the Lord Jesus.
不是你学做什么事情你就像耶稣了。
It's not because you do something and you believe in the Lord Jesus.
那是你在服侍这位又真又活的神。
And because it's you serve the true and the living God.
你就会发现在服侍中间你的生命渐渐的成长了。
And you'll see that in your service, your life will gradually grow, so you become more like Jesus.
你看到你就能够多一点像主耶稣了。
And then you will become more and more like Jesus.
你这样的服侍叫你生命渐渐的成长。
In such a service, you can see that your life gradually grows.
第三点，他说我们要等候神的儿子从天降临。
The third thing is we need to wait for his son from heaven.
这位神的儿子就是神叫他从死里复活的。
And so this son from heaven is the one whom God has raised from the dead.
这位耶稣就是救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
And this is the Jesus who delivers us from the wrath to come.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
在将来的愤怒。
That this wrath to come.
到底什么情形？
What is the situation?
我们现在没有法猜想得到。
We cannot imagine.
但圣经里头告诉我们，在末后的日子有一个大灾难。
But the Bible tells us in the latter days that there will be a great tribulation.
这大灾难的意思就是比现在我们所经历的还要厉害。
And so that this great tribulation will be even greater than what we're experiencing now.
我们最近看到的地海啸也好，或者是台风也好。
So recently we've seen the effects of the tsunami or the hurricanes.
哦，我们看见真是非常的凄惨啊。
And we see it is so tragic.
我们想，哎呀，我们要是遇到这样的话，真是没有办法活的。
And so if we were to encounter such a thing, it's so difficult to live.
但是圣经说，这只是一个灾难的起头。
But then the Bible tells us this is only the beginning of all this tribulation.
将来还有一个大的灾难。
There will be a great tribulation.
啊，这个是超过这些情形的。
This is above all that we are currently experiencing.
我们感谢神。
So we thank God.
今天教会所遇到的患难。
Today, what trials the church encounters.
不是神的愤怒。
It is not the wrath of God.
那是神把我们暂时放在这个环境当中。
But God has temporarily placed us in these circumstances.
试验我们的信心。
To test our faith,
叫我们更能够倚靠他。
That we can even more so rely on him.
不是神没有对我们有什么愤怒的。
God has not demonstrated any wrath towards us.
我们因着罪应该受的愤怒，主在十字架已经替我们受了。
We, because of sin, the wrath that we were to experience, the Lord Jesus has taken that for us.
主再来的时候， 他救我们脱离将来的愤怒。
So when the Lord returns again, He will save us from the wrath to come.
但是世界上的人不同。
But the people of this world, it is different.
他们今天享受最终的快乐。
They are experiencing the joys of today's life.
但是他们好像在平安稳妥的时候。
And but it is during times when they think they are most peaceful and safe.
他们不认识神，他们反对神。
And they do not know God, and they resent God.
这样，他如果不悔改的话。
And so if they do not repent,
他们将来要经过神的愤怒。
In the future, they will experience God's wrath to come.
没有人能够承担得起。
No one can sustain such wrath.
启示录说
，In Revelation it tells us，
他说将来到那个日子的时候，人要像山说倒在我们身上，我们要不要看见神的愤怒
？Because in Revelation it tells us that men will say, "Oh, to the mountains, cover us, that we will not see the wrath of God."
但是到那个时候，恐怕已经晚了。
At that time, it is perhaps too late.
我们感谢主。
We thank God.
我们今天就接受了主的救恩。
That we have received.The Lord's salvation.
我们在这里等候神主的主耶稣的回来。
And we are waiting for His return.
他救我们脱离将来的愤怒。
And He saves us from the wrath to come.
所以我们把赞美荣耀归给神。
So we give praise and glory to our God.
我们就交通到这里。
And let us finish our fellowship here.
我们低头一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we give you thanks.
你受父神的差遣。
That through the Father's sending,
你把这救恩来成功在我们身上。
You have brought the salvation and finished His work in us.
我们知道你快要回来。
And we believe that you are coming soon again.
所以求主你让你这爱能够充满在我们当中。
And may your love fill us.
你的光也才能光照我们。
That your light may also shine upon us.
看看我们是不是能够在信望爱中间就能够生活得好。
And that whether we can live out this faith, love, and hope.
愿主你祝福我们每个弟兄姊妹。
Lord, may you bless every brother and sister.
在我们的生活中间能够把你给活出来。
That in our lives, we may live your life out.
成为你的见证。
That we may be your testimony.
好叫周围的人能够因着我们能够认识你。
That the people around us will come to know you.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名。
And we pray in your most precious name.
Amen.